Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak when you open it to speak? Are you smart? But don't change your hair for me. Not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine. Stay. Each day is Valentine's Day.
My Funny Valentine by the Chet Baker Quartet. That's Chet on vocal with Russ Freeman piano, Carson Smith bass and Bob Neal drums in 1953. And once again, the place to get in touch with your requests is via the BBC Radio 3 website. And from that, you can also hear the last 4 weeks' worth of all the jazz output on BBC Radio 3. I'll be back next week at the usual time, 5 o'clock on Saturday. But for now, from me, Alan Shipton, goodbye. And here's Claire Martin with tonight's jazz lineup.
I feel you. A deep echo in me, a strong appeal for that mystery.
The haunting vocals of Belgian singer Melanie de Biasio, and I'll be speaking with Melanie later on in the show and playing out highlights of a special concert set recorded in Paris featuring Melanie and her band. But let's keep the compass pointed towards Belgium and to one of the country's biggest stars, guitar legend Django Reinhardt. Taken from a recently released 5-CD box set on the Warner Records label, this track, Avalon, features, amongst others, Stefan Grappelli on piano and the great Coleman Hawkins on saxophone. The music on this fine collection has been compiled from 1928 to 1936, so let's hear them now in full swing with Avalon. Django Reinhardt with Coleman Hawkins and Avalon, taken from the 5-CD box set out now called Djangology. Tom Green is a London-based trombonist, composer and arranger, and also the winner of the 2013 Dankworth Prize for Jazz Composition. His debut album, Skyline, is out on the 2nd of February and is already getting rave reviews. His music has been described as highly assured and mature and even Gil Evans-like. Saxophonist Evan Parker's take on Tom's arranging skills was remarkable. Only the very best arrangers can get a sound like that from four horns. Well, Tom's about to take his septet on a UK tour to promote the record, so let's hear them now with a track from a new release, and this is called Sticks and Stones.
Thank you.
now on the Spark label. That was the Tom Green septet with Sticks and Stones, taken from his debut album Skyline. You can hear Tom on the 3rd of February when he launches the new album at the Stables in Waddingdon. And then he's at the Butterfly and Pig in Glasgow on the 18th. And on the 22nd, he's at the Seven Arts Centre in Leeds. For full details of all the dates on Tom's tour, go to the Jazz Lineup page via the Radio 3 website. We're from a UK trombonist to a Finnish trumpeter. Something now from someone who's on the brink of becoming one of the most exciting and original European musicians of his generation. Bullhorn is the new album by Finnish trumpeter composer Veneri Pohjula, and it's his third as a leader and his first for the Edition record label. He's a highly melodic improviser, and all his compositions on his new release are self-penned, and they all steer clear of any hackneyed notion of Nordic jazz. I think this record is set to shift Veneri from a rising star to an artist of real substance, and I really love the title track. This is Bullhorn.
Thank you.
That was the title track from Finnish trumpeter Veneri Pohjola's new album Bullhorn, and that will be out on the 6th of February, and he's definitely a name to watch out for in the future. This is Jazz Line Up on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. It's time now for our concert set, and this week it's from celebrated Belgian songstress Melanie de Bazio. Her album, No Deal, made many end-of-year polls for 2014, which was a busy year for her, including a TV appearance on Jules Holland Show and a performance at Cheltenham Jazz Festival. Her music's been championed by Jamie Cullum and DJ Giles Peterson, who's compiled a remix version of her album, No Deal, which was released next month. Well, I'll be speaking with Melanie shortly and playing out highlights of a special concert set. But before that, let's have a listen to the opening track from No Deal, and it's called I Feel You.
I feel you. A deep echo in me. A strong appeal for that mystery. I know you know, 'cause I feel you. I won't say why we mix. It sounds too loud. Knocking on our door, and love is calling us for sure. The wind is blowing much too hard for love. There's no reward. I feel you, a deep echo. A strong appeal for that mystery. I know you know.
Taken from her album No Deal, that was vocalist Melanie de Biasio and I Feel You. And I'm pleased to say Melanie joins me down the line from Brussels. Hello, Melanie.
Hello.
What an amazing 2014 you had with the success of your album, No Deal. You must be very happy.
Definitely. This is a great gift to be shared like this, the music, you know.
Who are your vocal influences? You know, I've read they call you the Belgium, you know, the Billie Holiday, but I hear more of a smooth sound, like Peggy Lee almost, you know, very conversational approach, very warm tone. Who have been your influences vocal-wise?
I should say Nina Simone, for example. Abby Lincoln. I really like musicians like Jimi Hendrix, Miles Davis, Bill Evans.
Yeah. You study and play the flute as well, don't you? Do you play flute on all of your concert gigs?
In concert, yeah. The flute is like the extension of my voice. I use it when I finish with the words. I take my flute and continue the melody, the story with the band, with the sound.
Nice. Yeah. So I've just been told you're heading off to the Ministry of Culture now. What's going on there today for you?
Yeah, I feel concerned about the culture and the art in society and how it can help to elevate dignity to people and how art can be accessible and next to the people, you know. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's ready and open to be shivered by so many good feelings, art, culture, yeah. So I feel concerned about all the... And there is a big brainstorming today with the ministry in Belgium, and I feel like I have to go there.
Good for you. So let's talk about what we're about to hear, which was a concert you gave at Studio 105, Radio France in Paris. And the audience sound like they absolutely get what you're trying to put across. Very warm audience. Did you enjoy the concert? Do you have fond memories of it?
Oh, I remember it was real compelling time with the band and the audience. All the concerts we do is live collective improvisation mm-hmm. with the band. So we know how we're going to go. We go together through a story, but we don't know how we're going to develop the concert. Each mm-hmm. concert, it's the same performance and way of state of mind, you know. So I remember in FIP, we had some songs. I knew that we're gonna go through those songs, but we didn't know how we're gonna go there.
Sure. And well, that's jazz, isn't it?
Definitely. I remember. Yeah, it was a good time. Well, and the visual was brilliant too.
Well, we're going to hear the music now. Thank you very much. And we really hope to see you soon in the UK.
I wish you too. I wish too.
Well, let's have a listen now to Melanie DeBasio in concert with her band, recorded at Studio 105, Radio France, in Paris on the 6th of February 2014. This features Dre Palamats on drums, Pascal Poulos on clavinet and analog synths, Pascal Mohi on piano, and Melanie on vocals and flute. Here she is opening with Sweet Darling Pain.
Sweet darling pain, losing all kingdom in tears. Sweet darling pain, losing all wisdom for years. Straight men somewhere, rebels in slavery. Cynical delivery. One time to lose, one time to win. As long as we're willing. One time to love, one time to leave. As long as we sweet all in vain, building all wisdom for you.